The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM. Proudly sponsored by Aldi, bringing you Christmas all wrapped up.
2FM. Now, it is 1:15. Jennifer Green, we have the man himself in the studio, David O'Quive, Irish wakeboarder. You might ask what that is. I asked this morning, I'm not ashamed to say. David, please explain what it's all about.
All right, so it's a real young sport. So basically, it comes from water skiing. So water skiing, obviously, you know, you go behind a boat for the most part. So it's like snowboarding, but behind a boat. So you use the wake of the boat to do like flips and somersaults, or you can now also do like on a cable, basically between two pylons with a rope, and you hit like ramps and rails and stuff.
So you're holding on to something that's been pulled by a speedboat, for example.
Yeah? Basically, yeah.
And you're on like a snowboard. That's what the picture looks a bit
exactly,
like.
Exactly, yeah. You can see my one here. But basically, it is, yeah, snowboard shaped thing, similar size, similar boots, and yeah, that's it.
What speeds would you get up to?
It can be quite precise, but roughly around 40 kilometres an hour, so about 23 miles an hour.
And if you're doing ramps, you're obviously going up and maybe some somersaults and
yeah,
twists
exactly,
and turns
flips and stuff, flips. And it's pretty cool, yeah. It's pretty hardcore.
You must get some amount of
what's that exactly?
That's just me imagining myself getting busted into the sea or a river or whatever you do. Where do you do this mainly?
I do it mostly in Cavan here in Ireland, or also you can do it in Dublin in the Docklands. I travel as well a lot. I spend a lot of time in America.
You can do it down the Docklands?
Yeah, so I don't know if you've ever seen like,
I've actually been down there because I got into an inflatable ball once and raced across it. I was asked to do it in work for a competition. Eric, will you come down and do so? I didn't know what it was. And they were like, right, in. I hadn't time to think about it and they just threw us off the edge.
You're either so gullible or so nice, Jenny. When you lick that doggy's kind of lollipop
probably,
and you got sick.
It's probably the latter. But I didn't realise you could do wakeboarding
there. Yeah, you can do it. There's a new place that's opened up and you can go down like any day of the week basically. Well, I think it's only open on Saturdays in the week.
Okay. Now, Debbie, I would like to try that.
You're, let's do it. You're a European and Irish wakeboard champion.
Yeah, I've come European champion a few years ago in junior, and then I'm Irish champion for 5 years now. So okay. Yeah, so it's been, and then I've done some loads of like contests all around the world.
And like many people who are successful say, whatever their job description is, big maybe in the UK or Europe, whatever, you wanted to tackle America.
Yeah, for some, it seems like in my head, like as a kid growing up, it was always like the mecca, basically.
The Golden Goose.
Yeah, Orlando, yeah. So I went out at the start of this year and I spent a whole lot of time there doing some competitions and training. Everything's really good, the best facilities and stuff.
So have they got the world number one? Is he American?
He's actually Australian.
Okay.
Yeah, Australian.
They love their water sports,
yeah,
in fairness.
They are
okay.
Great, yeah. But a lot of the top 10, I'd say half of them are American, basically.
Okay. So what did you decide to do? You decided to shoot a documentary and what, you know, showing you doing this over there?
Yeah, so Johnny McCann from Apollo Entertainment Ireland got in touch with me about this time last year. And to be honest with you, I nearly ignored the email.
Always take the meeting. Always take the meeting. What it is, take the meeting. You just never know.
So I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And then so I was looking at it, I was thinking, like, this isn't going to get on TV. Like, who's going to want to watch this? And then, lo and behold, here we are a year later, and we're getting, like, on 2FM, and, like, it's just crazy. So it's been unreal. So it comes out on Christmas Day at 6 o'clock on Satanta Sports.
That is amazing, because I have watched a lot of wakeboarding, actually, on the TV, and I watched it mostly in America, I think, was where it was done. So it's great, actually, to see it over here. Yeah. And did you film a good bit of it in Ireland as well?
A whole lot of it. It's a 52-minute-long documentary, and I'd say a solid 20 minutes is in Ireland, yeah. And I mean, Ireland, we actually have like you're saying, most of what you've seen is in America.
Yeah.
We have an insane amount of like talent in Ireland. It's crazy. We have one of the best teams in the world.
I would love to give this a go because to me, I snowboard now, and that's kind of like a bigger snowboard.
It is, yeah. It's exactly the same.
Is it dangerous, to be honest, Les?
Look at you, you're always like...
I'm just wondering, I have something in mind, Jenny.
All right, you want to throw me off something and see
not
what
you,
will it kill
not
me?
Not you, but close. Is it dangerous?
It like any sport, it can be dangerous at a high level, but no. Like, you wear a life jacket and, like, it's in a safe environment and everyone's trained, like, who's teaching you and stuff. So, oh, no, not grand. Really.
And is this something you always wanted to do as a kid? Or what did you want to be?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess something like a skateboarder, wakeboarder or something. I don't know. It kind of happened, like, I guess. It didn't, like, there was no, like, that's what I want to do. And then after a while, obviously, when I was, like, 16, 17, I was like, no, definitely that's what I want
to
do.
I used to skateboard for a few years as a kid. Did you skateboard?
Yeah, I did, yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I remember trying to go on a half pipe, which is the ramp.
Yeah.
And you know when you drop in?
Yeah, that's the hardest bit, isn't
it? Oh my God, I used to end up with my arse every single time. Yeah. But I was quite good. I could ollie, you know when you stack the decks up?
Yeah.
I can't remember how many. It was like 3 or 4. Maybe that's crap.
That's
but
unreal.
I remember being able to ollie a few decks. See, there's something new you didn't know about.
Yeah, we'll do that in the corridor one of these days. See if you can still do it.
That'd be a good idea. Can you do a kickflip?
I can.
He's good.
We should do the kickflip challenge.
Oh, listen, I'd be up for that. But speaking of challenges, actually, because we have a feature on a Tuesday, we bring in Carl Mullen, a.k.a. our crash test dummy now. We've done some awful things to him. But yesterday he got to do some really nice. He went to Mondello and raced around a track reading 50 Shades of Grey at high speed. So anyway, we thought maybe it might be good, seeing as we have you here actually as well, David, to get Carl involved and maybe get him out wakeboarding. So, Carl, welcome down to the studio.
Well done, Carlos.
Well, can I just say, I actually literally just got a phone call and I was summoned down to studio and no idea what was going to happen.
Okay, so. Now how are you at water? Are you okay? Can you swim?
Not very well.
But you can keep yourself up.
Yes.
Grant, that's all we need.
You're not afraid of water?
No.
So you could be dropped in and go under 10 feet? Yeah,
you won't sink.
See, what worries me about this is that this entire sport oozes cool. And I'm not cool. No.
Listen, we'll get you a monster cap as well, all right? I promise you. You'll be all good. Are you playing sad music
for Carl? Yeah, it's not cool. You can't hear that, Carl. Tell us again. Say it again.
I'm just not cool enough.
Okay.
Maybe that's what you'll ask Santa for.
We can change that. Santa Claus can do anything.
Can change that.
A box full of cool.
Okay, so you're willing to do it. You're willing to get into the dog, give it a go and try it out.
I probably will kill myself, but yeah, let's go.
We'll send a cameraman with you and we will certainly get you to do that. I think, how soon are we going to do that? Are we going to do that now in the next sort of, well, probably.
5 minutes.
Okay.
We're
after Christmas probably now.
David, what does he need to think about? What energy does he need to channel, or does any tips for him?
It's actually not like, do you ever watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall when he's learning how to surf?
Russell Brand's
like, do less. I can't remember who it is. He's like, do less. It's the same. So you actually just relax. You don't need that much energy. It's real, like, it's quite natural.
Okay.
And you do have to get into a rubber wetsuit, I imagine, with a life jacket.
I'm glad it's radio.
Yeah. I bought Carl a nice pair of Speedos for Christmas. I thought that's where this was going. Sadly, no.
Well, you can wear them underneath.
Okay, you won't get the full benefit.
Dave, we must mention as well, you came third in the World Games in Colombia last year, yeah?
Yeah, that was a huge achievement. I headed out there representing Ireland and it was an unreal, like it was the most amazing experience. Getting to go around Colombia and just have a good time with a load of the lads who I trained.
This seems like the best job you could ever have.
Well, your job seems pretty good too.
This isn't a job. We just roll up and have a bit of a laugh every
day. You're not actually employed, man.
No, we're not. We could be let go tomorrow. We're not sure.
But it is a great job because, I mean, you've got your mates with you out here today. You just rock around and, you know, go wakeboard and have a bit of a laugh.
It is. It's like a dream come true. Like, it's unreal.
Excellent. Well, listen, we wish you all the best.
So, Wake to Wake airs on Satanta Sports on Christmas Day.
Sorry, I was just doing some. I was voguing.
Oh, were you?
No.
Do you want to wait till you're on the board for that, all right? Okay.
So, Carl, are you ready to be a wakeboarder, our champion wakeboarder from 2FM?
Let's do it. I've done snowboarding, so let's give wakeboarding a go.
Brilliant.
All right, okay,
let's have it.
All right,
David O'Quiff, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been brilliant.